Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, I came to declare upon your head this. Today I declare over your life, welcome to your month of divine release. Say after me, say, it's my month of divine release. What is release? Come and see. John chapter 11 verse 44. This is a prophetic declaration service. Let your ears be open. Let your eyes be open. Pay attention to the words I'm going to be saying to you, because you are going to take your own out of this world. And God, what God has kept for you shall be released this month in the name of Jesus. Out came the man who had been dead. This man was dead for 4 days. His hands and feet tightly wrapped in burial clothes, lining streets, and with a burial cloth wrapped around his face. Jesus said, unwrap him and let him go. My own said, unwrap him and release him. Another person said, release him and let him go. Stretch your hand here as I pray for you. If Jesus can do it before, oh, thank you. The Lord said to me, there's somebody here, you have been crying, that when will God settle you, me? The Lord said, I should tell you, I will settle you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever that is your own, even in the land of the dead, I hereby decree over them, they are released and given back to you in the name of Jesus. See, today, I will not make noise. I will not even shout. If you like, receive it. If you like, don't receive it. I say your own thing in the land of the dead, the glory that is yours, the star that is yours, the virtue that is yours. Some of you, they bury your marriage dress. I came to declare your life. The Lord says, a month of release. So your marriage, your breakthrough, your glory, that they have said it is finished. I decree, by the power and the blood of Jesus, they are coming back alive, and you are receiving them, because there is a release concerning them. Till the amen in the name of Jesus. As the Lord has spoken, it will not take longer. Even from today, there will be a release of the things you have prayed for, the things you have cried about, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I read for you. John 11, 44, NIV. Oh, thank you, Lord. There shall be massive freedom. All the people that are tied by wicked family members, all the people that are tied by... you wanted to help them, but what is in their heart and their mind is that, why must you be the one to help them? You wanted to be a blessing to them, but what is in their heart is that, no, it is not you. I pray for you. The seat they remove you from, you are getting it back in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, this is my month of release. Say, divine release is my portion. Shout a dangerous amen. John 11, 44 NIV, the dead man came out. Your blessing will come out. Oh my God. Your testimony will come out. Oh, they thought they had finished Lazarus, but Lazarus came out. But they thought they had finished you. You are coming out. Forever. Oh Lord. Let me say it. Thy word is settled. If the madman, if the dead man came out, you are still alive. Breathe, let me see. Oh, Karosi. The dead man came out. Glories are coming out. Virtues are coming out. I am anointed especially this morning to pray for you. As the Lord told me, say, it's your month of divine release. What you thought is over, God said, I'm starting all over again in the name of Jesus. Bible says his hands and feet wrapped with stripes of linen, and the clothes even around his face, they have closed his chapter. Hey, are you here? They thought they have closed your chapter. They have even put something on your face. They say your chapter is gone and finished. The chapter of marriage is gone and finished. I came not in my name, but in superior name. Every chapter closed by the wicked, the Lord will open them again for good for you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, take all the grave clothes and let him go. If it happened before, thank you, precious Lord. What is divine release? What is release? You will need to note it. Release means to be free from confinement. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why
you are called Jehovah.
Unfortunately, every psalm is not for everybody, but it's for somebody. What is release? Release means to come out from bondage. Release means to be delivered from pain. Release means to let go. They will let you go. If they don't allow you to go, they will die for your sake. Release means to be delivered from death. Release means to release a prisoner. I don't know for how many years they have kept you, but I was just doing my own thing 3 days ago when I had divine release. I struggle with it. Divine release. I struggle with it. The Lord told me, keep writing, sir, because I'm going to release my people. If you are one of the people God will release this month, let me hear your louder amen now in the name of Jesus. What does release mean? It means to be free from restraint. Where you are supposed to go to in life, they tied you on a particular spot, and they are feeding you with kobo. You thought you are receiving help. Meanwhile, you are tied down. Every wickedness of the wicked that has tied you down and restrained you from going far, you are breaking free from them in the name of Jesus. What does release mean? It means to be allowed to you are like sitting here before like this, and it's now brought out. You are coming out from anywhere they have hidden you in the name of Jesus. It's to be exhibited. To come out to be seen. To release an article. To be published. Ben, to be known. When you are in a prison, nobody can know you. Can I pray on top of your head now? Oh, by the power in the blood of Jesus. The Lord has said it's your month of release. We see to it that spiritually, financially, maritally, you are released by fire in the name of Jesus. Synonyms of release. They are loose. To be delivered. To go free. To be set free. To dismiss. To discharge. To liberate. To let go. To fly. Those are the synonyms. It's my month of divine release. When people are in prison, they say they grant them amnesty. That means they are forgiven. Even if you are here, you have been tied because they felt you deserve it. Your maker sent me to tell you, the time of punishment is over in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure you are the one I'm praying for, because I will soon leave this place now. I said, no matter what you have done before, the Bible says, even the lawful captive shall be delivered. And so I'm praying for you by the power and the blood of Jesus. For the punishment you have been receiving, enough of punishment in the name of Jesus. What does divine release, what does it entail? Come, let me show you. Mark 11, 2 and 3, Amplified. He says, saying to them, go into the village. God will enter your village. You are doing amen like children. I say, God will enter your village. He said, when you get to the village, you will see a call that is tied, which had never been written before. Said, lose that cord and bring him here to me. Anybody here under the sound of my voice that they tied your womb in the village, they tied your blessing in the village, they tied your children in the village, and you will not stop going there? Even they say, even if we don't come there, we will still tie you. Now I pray for you. The people that tied you, they are releasing you in the name of Jesus. I give them 3 minutes. In the next 3 minutes, as they begin to untie you, you begin to receive calls, emails, messages that will change your life forever. This service is not for anybody. If it's for you, shout a big amen. Let me hear you. I watched the video Pastor Ezra sent to me. Before he sent somebody to send to me, of a particular guy in Rolls Royce. You remember the advert? The advert of Uber. Is it Uber? Or in drive? He was inside. It's a taxi. I'm reading the story in the village that this guy inside taxi, and they carry stone like this and motor like this to kill him. Things don't just happen. There are some idiots behind it. As God is releasing you, the Lord will imprison them. Amen. Don't miss the thing where they talk. Oh, as you are coming out, you know, as Daniel was coming out of prison like this. So as you are coming out, the door of prison is open for them in the name of Jesus. And the boy quickly just say, "Hello, uncle. I didn't buy it all. It was rent. You for talk now. It leave. I say leave and it rent. You know, not say for our family. You don't use that kind of thing. What they don't use in your family, you will be the first person to use in the name of Jesus." If you know they do well for there, you go do well. In the name of Jesus. Now, what are the things you will experience when a release comes? Number one, release from problem is coming. Release from imprisonment. Release from suffering. Ben. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, this month, you will praise me. Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 31 to 34. King Joachim was released from prison by Nebuchadnezzar and was set on high. Joachim was a prisoner in Babylon for 37 years. Then Evil Merodach and the false tyrant of his rules on the 25th day of the 12th month, he let Joachim out of the prison. You are coming out of that prison. Evil Merodach was a king, and he did not only come out and honored him more than any of the other kings held prisoner there. For the years of delay, you shall be compensated. The next verse. Joachim was allowed to wear regular clothes. Every stupid clothes of hatred. The prison clothes that you are wearing now, they are tearing off your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Was allowed to wear a regular clothes instead of a prison clothes. I'm still reading it. And he even ate on the king's table. Thou prepared a table before me. The presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. Can you please sit very well? You are on the dinner table of your destiny. The Lord will set your table for you. Oh, you don't believe me? The Lord will prepare it for you. I was preaching in a small country. In a small congregation, all the congregations, they are not up to this side. All of them are 15. And the Lord said to me, the vice president of this country will be here. The pastor did not know when. Now, so I go to the priest, you are looking at me. I am not sent to ordinary people. By the reason of contact, you are a great man. By the reason of contact, you are a great woman. All children, you be better picking in the name of Jesus. When I was going, they did not drop me in the airport. They took taxi to drop me there because they were not happy. The election came and Bagao, the man became the vice president. One of them there. Hello, Reverend. I said, we want you to come. Come to here. Come. And that day they came to carry me with limousine. He got me that. And now I adjusted my head. God will punish Satan. I was praying we'll not reach the place quickly. There are motor you see, you come out for road. As you're coming, they were removing from the road. They went, enjoyment is good. you go enjoy. When we go to where I go, he says, sir, it's time to come on. Let's stay this place. This place is sweet. Let's see verse 34. Verse 34. As long as Joachim lived. Hey, that means after this release for you. Oh, as long as you live, you shall be paid all your allowances and everything you need in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of God. The word of God is.
Stand upon the word of God. The word of God is power.
I thank God that this word has never failed. Sister, stand upon the word of God. Oh.
The word of God is power.
Ross, stand upon the word of God.
The word of God is power.
So you are not being released today, and later you will come next tomorrow and say that I don't understand. After Joseph was released, he never suffered again. Oh God, that means after this month, somebody here, you will not see your past pain anymore in the name of Jesus. So you say, what do they mean by divine release? You are coming out of prison. You are coming out of suffering. You are coming out of shame. You are coming out of problem. Somebody say, it's my month of divine release. Joseph was released. Peter was released. For 124 and 30 years they were in prison. In Israel, Egypt in Israel, they were released. You shall be released. What do I mean by release? Release of provision. Every week, women collect money for provision. Some collect their own every month. And you see them in grocery buying provision. Are you ready for this one? They are ready here. Are you ready for this one? Every life, just as every house, I need provision. The provision your life needs. Are you ready? Take it in the name of Jesus. Do you want it here? So I said, the provision your life will need. Oh yeah, take it in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. In the wilderness, Exodus 16, the Lord fed them with manna. Somebody say provision. When they were tired of manna, the Lord gave them quills. Somebody say provision. For 1 minute, what are the provision you will need for this month? Oh yeah, talk to God about it very quickly. There shall be provision. A release of provision. Letter of appointment. A release. A release. A release. A release. There shall be a release of provision. You have 30 seconds more to talk to God about it. There shall be a release of that job, of that thing you have cried to God about. You have 20 seconds more. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord. In Jesus' name, you receive them. Release of what? Release of help. Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is coming my help? My help coming from God. I, as a young boy, I made a vow I will not beg from anybody. And as I grow to become a man, and all of a sudden a father, all of a sudden a daddy, so many responsibilities on my shoulder. And I stood on my ground. I will not beg. I will not cheat. And everything around me, I needed to do some things. I went back to the world. And the world works for me. I show my children the world. I share with my family this thing they work. And I have never been put to shame. On that world, an authority and audacity, I stand to pray for you today. This month, you will receive a help you never received before in your life. You didn't hear what I said? The help you have never received before in your life. On the audacity, the strength, the authority of the word of God that does not fail. That has worked for me. And I will say, Pastor Paul, let's go and sleep. And the next day, the money will come to me. Every help you will need, I am praying on top of your head. You'll receive it by fire in the name of Jesus. What you need for your life to have a meaning, what you need for your life to be lifted, what you need for you to become somebody, what you need that will make you not to beg. I am praying on top of your head. I said, receive help in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and collect them now. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. It's your month of release. So you are released from prison, released from problems, released from suffering. Are you there at all? Are you there at all? Somebody says, my month of release. A release of provision. Release of help. They are all coming your way. Somebody say, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Look at me. After they pray for you, any bastard in any corner, father side, mother side, when they curse you, they will die suddenly. You hear what I said? Look at me very well. Turn it to this thing, media. As I pray for you, anybody that is cursing you, anywhere within day, whether they are in the coven, whether they are in the oven, whether they are in the waters, whether they are in the village, whatever authority they say they get, I command them to die suddenly in the name of Jesus. If you believe me, shout to the amen and catch it right now. Sit down, but don't go down with your life. I am sorry for some people that think they can curse another person. My month of release. Somebody say divine release. Thank you, precious Lord. I have taught all of you to get wine in the house. No day too stingy. And if you can't afford wine, why wouldn't you afford wine? Kilo de kotit bajetonye. Buy Sosa. Buy Eva. Buy Ribena. Are you hearing me? Buy Coke at least. Buy Biggie. And drink it like wine. Don't drink. Are you listening to me? Drink it with a small cup. Sip it a little bit. Sip it, put it down. Talk. Nobody's rushing you. When my son was not coming, and I carried all the money we had, so my father and the Lord. And when we got there, after we gave him, right there, I started prophesying, thoughts, said the Lord, this young man will be born by June 12th, 12 o'clock. Says the Lord God of hosts. And my father and the Lord said, if you know I'm going to prophesy, it was not time. I don't know. That was when it came. See, I am not normal. When God talked to me, I decrease. I am talking to you that wealth is coming. I am talking to you that money is coming. Take it or leave it. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, how is it going to come? I don't know. But I see that wealth is coming. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Sit down and don't go down. And when I had it, I told my family. I said I was praying dead in the parlor. I used to pray because I sleep late. So when I sleep, I can't wake up again. So I pray around 11:12. And as the Lord told me, son, wealth is coming. I was sitting down. When I heard wealth is coming, I was still praying. The Lord said, wealth is coming. I stood up. I started praying like this. I started clapping. And you know what? For that 2 weeks till now, I have not seen how things are happening. Every boy, including all my sons, they were calling. And once it starts happening around me, I know it's coming for me. Let me laugh like a billionaire. Hallelujah. 3 days ago, I was just, what am I going to preach? And the Lord said, it's divine release, sir. Time has come. I want to release my people. Adjust your clothes very well, because it's time for God to assist you. Sit down, but don't go down. Release of power. Release of power. There's release of provision, release from prison, release from problem. Now release of help, now release of power. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4, the Bible says they gathered together to pray. They were just praying, waiting on God. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was come, they were all with one accord. We'll talk about release of power. But verse 2, not only were they one accord, and suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were seated. And it appeared upon all of them, cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat on each of them. Yes, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. So, and when the release of power came, they started to do what they cannot do before. Are you listening to me now? Receive power to make you shine among others in the name of Jesus. So don't be surprised. They call you, can you do this for us? Tell them I can do it. If you are not sure, call me. Let me pray. Benny. Something is about to happen. Let me give you one more. The release of blessings. Not only release of power, release of blessings. These are the things we are expecting this month. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 2 to 5. Solomon praised and worshiped God, and only him gave God so much. The Bible says God released blessing upon him that none of his generation had. His father no get him. Connect here. Let me pray for you. Put the Bible passage there for me. Let me pray. Let me tell you, are you ready for this one? The money your father did not have. Your father was a rich man, no? He built one small house, oh. The money your mother did not have, you will have them in the name of Jesus. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the standards of his father David, and only him sacrificed. Did you see that? And bought incense in a high place. Only him. Only him. Stop saying, am I the only one there? Among my father, am I the only one there? The Bible said, Joseph and others. In this, am I the only one there? When it's time for God to bless you, there are some things only you must do. Hey! There are things only who must do. Me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord poured an avalanche of blessing upon his life. This guy get money, he don't know what he want to do again. And when you have money, women will come to you. You are shaking your head like this, Pastor Timothy. I don't want to see anyone around you after you have the money. Because the money will come. I said the money will come. Somebody say, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord, I believe.
It is well with me.
It is well with me.
He said, Pastor, show us people in the Bible that God released them divinely. Then many, then too plenty. John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 15. Don't worry, just write it down. The man by the pool of Bethsaida, he was there for 38 years. But one day like this, his divine release came. I don't know for how many years you've been coming to church. Today, your divine release is started in the name of Jesus. Was there 38 years, he was there. Mark 5, 25 to 24. 25 to 34. The Bible talks about the woman with the issue of blood. And for 12 years, this woman was going about very, very uncomfortable. But one day, a divine release came and she was delivered. For how many years have you been sick? I came not with my word. I came with the word of God. The sickness in your body, bones and blood, they hear the voice of God and they come out by fire in the name of Jesus. In Exodus, the Bible says, 430 years, son of Israel, have been in Egypt. It's as if they are dead and could die. But I came to tell you, God brought them out. In what nonsense has your family brought you in? I pray for you. The Lord will bring you out of it in the name of Jesus. Do you believe the word of God? If you listen, somebody say, I receive it. You connect your faith with all this. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Now, let me tell you, how will you know it's time? Number one, there will be remembrance. People just call you Yinka. I'm telling you, doctor, they'll be calling you. Your phone will begin to ring. Say, how did they know my number? You thought they have forgotten you. He said, I used to have one fashion designer. There's remembrance. There's what? There's what? Not remembrance. Remembrance. You have to learn how to pronounce good English when you're expecting money. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And after that, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. The Bible says, and the Lord remember Hannah. The Lord remember her. And after the remembrance, a release. So how do you know it's time? There will be what? Remembrance. Some people begin to remember. They say, ah, why are they remembering me? They have not come with problem. They came because they need your services. That is why you must not be useless. They are coming. Genesis 41 verse 9. The sheep butler did not remember Joseph. Yeah, you know. But when wahala happened to their life, the Bible says he remembered. He said, then spake the sheep butler on the Pharaoh. He said, today I do remember. Remembrance. This month you are divinely remembered. Not for trouble. You are remembered for good. Are you the one I'm praying for? Oh yeah, say amen. Let me hear you. How do you know it's time? You just see that begin to cry to God. You just one prayer. We cry Abba Father. Thank you. Don't worry. Sing it for me later. The Bible says, when children of Israel begin to cry, the day I cried to God, I knew his room. Look at, some of you can't cry to God. Me, eh? I don't know the time I pray, I will not cry to God. There's no time. When I pray my heart like a baby. Do you know why? I don't have anybody. So anybody have Pastor Femi? But I don't have anybody. So I cry to him. I cry. I don't have anywhere. Oh. If you don't help me, I am finito. I know what? Go fail me. We had budget that if tomorrow, by this time, we don't have money, shame has come. What will I tell you to go and do? Let's go and sleep. And when Pastor Michael became the admin, he didn't understand what we're going through. So we brought him in. He said, Daddy, we need this. How much do we have? I said, you know, Paul, let's go on. And the next day, we'll begin to, hello. Hey. This God is too sweet. Oh. That is if you learn how to cry to God. But you, it is people you want to call. People that when you call, they'll be laughing at you. Kneel down, beg them, they will not answer you. That one beg our younger sister. That one said, be coming to wash clothes in my house. I met a driver in Ghana. He said he's the one taking care of all the properties of his younger one. On the middle of the road, where there was red light, he broke down and cried. I said, pack me out of the road first. Don't kill me. Pack me out of the road. And what I don't do, I lay my hands on him and I pray for him. I gave him money. And I give him all that money as a seed. I forgot about him. I was in the airport entering Ghana. Where he said, Massa. I said, what? He said, God has changed his life. You have me every day around you here. It's not just a common man of God. You are the one that think I'm common. Because you see me every day. A prophet is not honored in this town. Am I honored in this house? Then if I'm honored, I pray for you. The blessing of enjoy is coming for you. The grace of enjoy, you are receiving it. Sometimes I leave church with 7 naira. Sometimes I leave church with 70 naira. Sometimes I leave church with 70,000. And that week I receive 5 million. Hey! Why? How? Because I have a father that does not fail. If this father does not fail me, are you ready? Oh yeah, enjoy what you are enjoying in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. What? cedar on the head of the wicked. Don't let them bite your bottle. So there must be a cry. Learn to cry to God. To who? King of kings and Lord of lords,
I have a Father.
Did you hear me? King of kings and Lord of lords,
I have a Father.
I have a Father, oh.
I have a Father.
Sing it if you have it.
Almighty Father, He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a Father.
As we cry to God this month, you receive help you never had before in the name of Jesus. Can I put this one there for you as a cream or cheese? Let favor and kindness baptize you. Please don't walk out on people that need your help. But receive the assignment. Don't let them take advantage of you. And you now stand and they would you disappear with them. No. All people of household of faith. You see your brothers, you need a shoe. You see your friend. That's the part I'm talking. Not people that will take advantage of you and say, madam, you are looking beautiful, and you will stop. I just need money from you, and you give them money, and you and them will disappear. I will not look for you. He said, he told me what my husband did not tell me. He said, my leg is beautiful. Oh, that boy. Hold on. Do not carry money like this on the street. They have said I should begin to help people. If you go and help a witch, look at your brothers, look at your sister, look at your friend. Be a blessing to them. I told Pastor Paul today, one of my friends in school, very, very rascally person, he became born again. Few years ago, he finished Bible school. I told him when I was in school that you are going to be a pastor. He thought I was joking. Last week he called me and said, sir, I said, you're my friend. He said, no, you're, I said, you're my friend. I'm not your sir. He said, God bought him a land in Ifo and he's starting his ministry. I said, well, I'm happy. What do you want me to do? He said, support me in any way. I told Pastor, I said, after service, send money to him. You see people that need help, what do you do? Help them. Don't let them wait to be worshiping you. Who are you? Who are, oh Jesus, who are you? Don't let anybody kneel down to beg you. When you have what they are looking for. I have taken people to the bank to give them dollars before. Now follow me, let's go. I got to the bank, take, and I went home. Burn. That's why I cannot lack it. They took the family of David away and he came back. Bible says he was crying. He encouraged himself and he asked God, should I pursue? God said, pursue them. As he was pursuing them, he met a young man on the road. You remember? When he met the young man. The young man he met is part of the people that came to steal from him. He gave him food. He didn't know. They left him there. His master left him. And after the guy hurt, the guy said, I know the place where they take your wife. Be good to people. The Lord told me some years back, you might be helping your helpers. You hear me now? You are helping people. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Yes, you are the only one. You might be helping your helper. The boy I put in my house, Ricky Gary, was the first one that paid my ticket out of Nigeria. Benny. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this service. I feel the release already. I feel the release already. What are the things you must do to get it? You must have a desire. Anytime we talk about money, some of you do as if you don't need money. And you are a liar. The Bible said Lazarus desired crumbs. Not crumbs he wanted. Did he get anything? Now crumbs he got till he died. Look at me. What do you desire? Whatever you say about pastor, I don't care. But God knows. So many times I've gone to the airport and I have to wait for several hours. If God bless me, I will buy a jet. If you want to use your head to hit the rock, no problem. When I was facing ghost in the airport, you didn't know. I've been in the airport for 12 hours, slept there. They said, want to take me to Casablanca. I said, eh? Casa what? I sleep here. Yeah. Are you still there? What do you desire? Listen to me. I desire a good life. I desire to be a blessing to people. I desire to give. I don't expect to collect. I desire that great people will come and help me. Kings will come to my rising. I will not die before my time. I live well. I live good. Say in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a big amen? What do you desire? With all the money God has blessed you, you cook in the house like Oloshi. Hardly can you find Gary in your house. And you have millions in account. He said, go and buy Gary 2,000 naira and we have to manage you. All of you manage it. You even the hell your head, the wig, you bought the wig 3 years ago. You be vamping. They say vamp it, you vamp it. Go vamp. Even the wig is doing like this. It's dancing breakdance. I reject Oloshi as members. Your pastor is not Oloshi. You are not going to be Oloshi. You eat well. I say you eat well. You live well. Look how you are looking at me. What do you desire? I desire wealth. Great wealth. I desire knowledge. I desire wisdom. Understanding. Say in the name of Jesus. I desire never to beg or look like a beggar. Say in the name of Jesus. Shout a dangerous amen. You can't desire good thing and be thinking evil. What you desire, you begin to do. If you want to be a millionaire, you do and act like a millionaire. What do you desire? What do you desire? And what you desire, begin to say it. The Lord has said that's a month of divine release. Begin to say it. It's a month of divine release. I was at Takumajo waiting for the person I wanted to talk to. And a woman, there's a passport office by Akumajo now. So the woman brought her 3 children there. And when she came with her 3 children, she bought a big ice cream for them. And she left. And the last one said, I'm not drinking that ice cream. I want my own ice cream. And one more while, I thought it was a drama. That's the family like this. Mama said, if you are not drinking, you are not going to drink. And the elder ones, the spoon they were carrying, even if it was ice, you know, home. And the boy was like, I want my own. I couldn't stand it anymore. So I told the maid, I said, follow me. Which ice cream do you want here? Do you know what, the boy? The boy pointed to the biggest this thing. I said, give it to him. So they gave it to him. And I paid. What he pointed at was 20-something thousand. Support. He sat down. As he was taking it, he was doing like this to me. I said, I'll do like this. He was taking it, he did like this to me. I said, I don't know. The mother met him and said, where? The mother, he says, that man, he came to me and said, thank you, sir. I said, no, don't worry, it's my party. When the boy finished it, the boy looked at me. I said, thank you, sir. He went to with his mother to the door, turned back, came back and hugged me, and he said to my ear, he said, my God, we bless you. Almost 6 years old. I said, what did you say? He hugged me again and said, sir, my God, we bless you. That day, God blessed me with 2 million. And continue. Oh, Allah will be with it. You can't give anybody anything. And that 2 million removed a particular shame from my life. I needed money. So removing 20 from my money is like, hey, AJ. But I did. Will you please be a blessing to people around you? Will you please go home from here with a hair and shoulder that God said is my month of release? And if something must be released to you, you must release something too. Oh, see me by. And I said, they says, my mouth, I have to be gathering from everywhere. Gather, bambi. I shall collect it, use handkerchief to clean your mouth. And they say, no, it's not like that. What do you desire? Desire great things. And as you desire, let there be a release from you too. Number two, what must I do? You must be tired of your present situation. I can't die like this. I am better than this. This is not my last bus stop. What must I do? Number three, I've told you that before. You must cry for divine intervention. What must I do? You must do good to people. People around you, be a blessing to them. And finally, what must I do? Live a holy life. Live a holy life. Holy people, not liars, holy people, the doors of greatness always open for them. Permit me to join this one to you that will help you. Believe the Lord your God. 2 Chronicles verse 20. Chapter 20, verse 20. Believe God and his prophet. Over every life and every family, there must be a prophet. Any family that has 2-3 prophets is confused. And let me to tell you. See, at the level God has put me now, when I'm talking to you, I talk to you as either a father, or I talk to you as a prophet. I talk to you as a prophet, but I know that I am the only prophet you have. I know. If we are 2-3 in your life, I know. With your actions, I know. So as I'm talking to you, I know. So I operate with you. More than that, you hear from somebody, you come and compare with my own. You know what I do? No. I'm not your prophet. I'm your father. I'm general pot of soup for you. Shall I continue? If you are cursing me in your heart, I bless you from my heart. Two wrongs cannot make a right. He said, hey, that's why daddy did not go straight for me. A family came here and I said, the Lord said, don't travel. Sir, if you travel, you will die. The Lord said, if you travel, you will die. You remember the Baba now? The Lord brought his Baba out in front of everybody that he's going to live for 90 something years. They took him to your brother there. I see. They see for him. They told him, if you go, you will come back. Femi Akinola is my name. If God don't talk to me, I know they talk. He went. The children started calling me. I said, what? Mama is sick. Baba is sick. Both of them died. What pains me is that nobody will go and arrest the assing. Every family must have a prophet. Every house must have a prophet. The day the husband have a different prophet from the wife, there is problem in that family. Different commotion of revelations. My father-in-law said we should stand up. My father-in-law said we should lie down. Allah don't come. Who are the people that will not enjoy this divine release? Unbelievers. You don't have unbelief. You are unbelief. You don't believe anything. No matter what they say to you, no belief. Who are the people that will not enjoy this divine release? Unrepentant. You're still wicked. You can't help anybody. You can't bless anybody. It's only you. And you will do palm as if what is it? People that will be dying in front of you. Do. We are in fuel station. And the man was buying fuel. And he said they should put fuel, not now, like 8 years ago. Fuel of 500 naira. 500 naira fuel. In Homer. I'm not lying. So I was looking at him. I saw his mouth. In this motto. So I told the boy, I said, take, go and give to that man to put more fuel in that motto. He said, put more fuel. I said, take, go and give him 10,000 naira. Go and give him. So he went to him and he said, sir, please put 10,000 fuel there. He looked at this boy. He looked at this boy. He said, oh boy, wait now. He said, my God, they say I should give you. You for not buy the 10,000, you for give me small money. So he bought and he went to park. So he came to meet me. And I told him to enter. I said, what happened? You want to go and sell the car? He said, yes. I said, don't sell that car. I said, that is one of the cards, one of the things that brings you glory and honor. Miracle will happen. I held his hand and I prayed for him for 30 minutes. I don't pray long prayer. If you are close to me, I don't pray long prayer. I don't pray long prayer. I accepted things at midnight. So in the day, I just say, Oluwa gbọ́ pẹ́ wa. Jesus, Oluwa wa. And I told him, don't sell it. Don't sell it. Money is coming. You will need this car because we are going to collect a contract. And you need to park this car inside the place. It worked. That car is still my fancy today. He said, Pastor Deo, I don't look like Pastor. I said, forget. They know the right time for head. Will you please be a blessing to people? Will you? I'm not hearing. Will you? And as you do that, the Lord will bless you. For the people that will not partake, the rebels. There's nothing we plan and want to do in church. They don't concern them, the rebels. For the people that will not partake, the troublesome people. They are the ones causing trouble. Rumors. Gossipers. For the people that will not partake, the wicked people. For the people that will not partake, the unforgiving. Unforgiving. I used to call them unforgivers. For the people that will not partake, the proud. People are very proud. For the people that will not partake, the scorners. You are Yahweh, Alpha,
Omega.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Stretch your hand to me here. I want to pray for you. I finished this service already. Stretch your hands. Just stretch your hand anywhere you are. You are Yahweh, oh,
you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
The reward your life is waiting for is coming for you this month in the name of Jesus. The reward for your labor for years. The reward for you loving and caring and carrying people. The reward for you being there for people when nobody has been there for you is coming for you this great month in the name of Jesus. Anywhere the enemy has tied your harvest. Anywhere they have tied your blessings. I came as a priest and I came as a messenger. Let them begin to lose them for you in the name of Jesus. The idea that will make you to be great. The idea that will make you to be celebrated. The idea that will remove you from rag to riches. In this month of release, oh yeah, take them in the name of Jesus. The last borrowing that you did will be the last you will ever borrow in your life in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every ancestral spirit of poverty in your family, they lose their hold over your life in the name of Jesus. The spell that render people useless in your life. The spell that make people not to be great in your family. Already, that spell is broken over your life now in the name of Jesus. What has the enemy damaged in your life? Whatever the enemy has damaged in your life, the Lord is repairing them now in the name of Jesus. Monies, wealth, riches, they are looking for you this month in the name of Jesus. Systems are put under pressure. Protocols are broken to favor you this month in the name of Jesus. Any force of darkness that is holding that which is yours. See, your priest has prayed for you, 1st of September. Let the forces of wickedness holding what is yours come out of their hands in the name of Jesus. Your detain, they detain your success, detain blessing and breakthrough. I decree a release upon them in the name of Jesus. Whatever that belongs to you in high places, the Lord will open the door of high places for you. And you will get there and sit there in the name of Jesus Christ. Your amen is giving me concern. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Your possession jump out of the prison in the name of Jesus. I commit these words into your hands, Lord. That a release you never experienced before. In this month of September, let them begin to experience in the name of Jesus. Angel of restoration. Angel of restoration. Angel of restoration. Oh yeah, go and bring that which is their own in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness, sir. Troubling what is yours, sir. Go on exile in the name of Jesus. Anyone owing you, they will give back to you what is yours in the name of Jesus. Anybody you are owing, the Lord provides for you enough to begin to pay in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer. Thank you, precious Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.